Hello and welcome to the second episode of This is SaaS SEO, a show for SaaS founders and marketers who want to understand SEO better and learn how to boost their company's growth, build an audience and attract more customers from organic search. My name is Pavel Grabowski. I'm an SEO consultant and content strategist, and I've been working exclusively with SaaS companies since 2014. And in this episode, I'll show you exactly what it takes to get good rankings and drive search traffic. Quick note before we begin, if you don't mind. Now, this is a new show. It needs your help to grow. So if you find the advice I share here useful, please do mention it to other SaaS founders and marketers, you know. And of course, subscribe. This way, you won't miss any upcoming episodes. So with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. So how does SEO work? What does it take to get top rankings and drive search traffic? Well, let me start with the good news. You see, at its core, SEO is actually quite simple. Now, I don't mean that it's easy to do, of course. No, it's absolutely no. And I'm sure you've already noticed that there's just so many nuances to it. However, the principles of achieving good rankings are pretty straightforward. And this is great news because, well, let's face it, once you've grasped the concept of SEO, once you know exactly why you need to do certain things and what outcomes they're supposed to deliver, well, then you'll only have to learn the actual technique and put those principles in action. Again, I know it's easy in theory, more difficult in practice, but that's one reason why I've launched this show, to help you get from that theory to practice. So let's go through that then. And to begin at the beginning, Google ranks pages. And by pages, I mean any content asset, from a blog post or a landing page to any other type of content, actually, based on, well, about 200 ranking factors, give or take. And by the way, I'm going to link to the list of those factors in the episode show notes. You can check it out at smashingcopy.com/podcast. Now, some of these factors relate to your domain, the website, and its technical setup, while others focus on content, its quality, relevance, the information you include, and actually quite a lot more. But according to Google itself, and this is information coming directly from the search engine, there are three key factors that affect how your site or your page ranks. And these three factors are content. Well, we mentioned it already. So anything from your content's quality to its relevant to the search intent and it's the information you include and so on will affect how a page ranks in the search engine. Backlinks. And these work as a signal of your content and your website's authority. And the final factor is RankBrain, the search engine's AI system that helps it understand the user intent and analyze the search query better. Now, personally, I like to think of those factors more as categories, as at least the first two encompass so many other factors within them. So meeting Google's requirements for strong rank-worthy content, for example, requires ensuring that your site has strong topical authority, the content matches the search intent, what the content is of great quality, answers the user's questions fully, provides value, and more. But also, when writing content, you need to ensure that you communicate the topic of the page clearly so that RankBrain, well, I don't really want to say gets it, but that's probably the best way to explain it. Because once it does, once it knows exactly what the page is about, your chances of ranking for relevant searches only increase. And then links would include both internal linking structures and backlinks pointing to your domain and so much more, actually. But overall, we can say that to achieve good rankings, you need amazing and well-optimized content, ensure that it's relevant to particular search queries, its topic is clear, and you've included signals that RankBrain could use to understand what the page is about, and there are at least some good links pointing to it. Now, that's how it works in general, of course. So let's see how these factors determine your rankings, like in practice. And let's begin with the content. So the information you include in the content affects what keywords the page is going to rank for. Your content needs to be on point and match the information searchers expect to find there. And I have to say, this is a bit of a sensitive point. Why? Because often what we want to say in our content might not match what searchers want to find. So let me give you a quick example. Let's say that you're creating a post on best practices for running in-app surveys. Now, what you want to talk about is the advanced stuff, branding the widget or setting its placement and frequency. But the thing is, your searchers might not be there yet. They might not even know how to get started with in-app surveys. And rather than reading about how branding affects survey response rate, they want to discover best practices for setting up the survey, writing engaging questions that are going to deliver quality insights, and so on. Now, in either case, the content will deliver insane value. However, in the first example, the information would be more relevant to advanced users, whereas actual searchers are at the beginner level. Unfortunately for you, in this case, Google might choose to rank content that matches the searcher's intent and their knowledge level instead of your piece. As a result, well, unless you focus on creating content that targets the right search intent and delivers that exact information a person searching for your target keyword is looking for, you're not going to rank. Next, you need to ensure that Google can understand what your page is about. And this is a tricky bit. And that's where on-page optimization comes in. So on-page optimization includes several techniques that help communicate the topic of the page to the search engine. You've probably heard of at least some of these techniques: optimizing meta tags, making sure that the opening paragraph focuses on the topic, optimizing images, optimizing anchor text of any links pointing to the page, and so on. Then you need to help search engines discover, crawl, and index your pages. It's not really a mystery. Your pages cannot rank unless Google and other search engines learn about them first, crawl and read those pages, analyze and understand their content, and add those pages to their index. So to do that, you need to ensure that search engine crawlers can reach the page relatively quickly. And there's a whole bunch of techniques to do that, but the most common one is ensuring that you link to this page from another asset that the search engine crawls regularly. Finally, there's user engagement, and that's what often helps you get to the top three spots. Now, all aspects of the content I mentioned so far help you get to page one. But sometimes, to get to the very top, to the top three results, you need one other thing. You need happy and satisfied visitors. And look, given the importance of the top three ranking positions, it's only natural that the search engine will want to include the best possible content there. And the best way to evaluate who's absolutely the best is by looking at how satisfied users are with that page. So in practical terms, it means that Google evaluates user engagement, how long people stay on a page or whether they're bounced right away and so on. And because of that, often to rank, you must also improve those factors and ensure that visitors remain on a page, read your content, and enjoy it. And finally, there are links. You know that links confirm the authority of your content, and search engines rank content based on not only its quality relevance, but that perceived authority. And links to your content, and the website in general, of course, send that authority signal affecting how the search engine perceives your domain. So the more quality links a page has pointing to it, the more authoritative it would seem to Google. And that's it. Now, naturally, I simplified the whole process. There's so many intricacies to every element we discussed, and we'll be slowly going through them on this show, of course. But that's how achieving ranking looks like in general. I hope that after listening to this brief explanation, you have a much better understanding of how it all happens and what factors influence whether a page ranks well for its target keywords. In the next episode, we'll discuss some quick wins that you could do right now to kickstart your organic search. Until then, stay safe and thanks for listening.